Roll up the Mari, no farm my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life in the darkest night me have it. A sharpen knife me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital stays. The world is so crazy.
Hey guys, another episode of Just For Us. This is episode 6, if I'm counting correctly.
I believe you are counting correctly.
There's no Matt now.
No, he's he's on the phone with Florida.
With Florida?
Yeah.
Who's that?
The state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi. Fuck. Hey,
yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why Ash isn't on here. I mean, Matt isn't on here. But
I'm
we got
here.
You now.
I'm here today, yeah.
You're here today. And you're on the last one. And how was the last podcast for you?
The last one was wild. It was lots of fun.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. I was pretty nervous. But like once you kind of, I don't know, spit some shit, like,
yeah, you start talking and you just fucking start blabbering on about shit.
Yeah.
Andy was fucking awesome on that last podcast. Everyone loved Andy on that last one.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He got fucking wasted.
Mm. He was wasted before we started, but you can see the progression.
Yeah.
I've rewatched it and you can see the progression. Like, he's coherent at the start, but then you get to the darts inside speech.
Yeah, the smoke detecting shit. Yeah, that just went on. Like me, it was going on. He was so deep in that like topic. Me and Matt were having conversations off the microphones.
Yeah.
And just like chilling. And then we're just like, oh, we gotta stop this. Anyways, big news. We sold out the whole fucking tour yeah. to Sydney. Yeah. We sold out Cherry Bar. We sold out the Chippo. Two shows at Chippo.
Yeah.
We added an extra show. An early show.
Yeah.
And that got sold out in fucking 24 hours.
We didn't. We thought that one was going to... Like, we thought everyone would have gotten the tickets to the first one. And then that second show was going to be like a slow burn.
Yeah.
It might sell out around like when it was about to come.
Yeah.
But you can't apparently... I don't know.
I'm completely like us, just fucking gobsmacked. I just don't understand it.
Yeah,
we haven't played a gig in over what? Like over 14, like a year?
Oh,
like 12,
yeah.
14 it's months wild. Or something?
Very rusty.
And we just put out these shows and they just sell out. Like, we've only got like 3 songs out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
3 songs? Wait.
Two songs officially on Spotify and then the 2 songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
So 4 songs. Also, so there's 2 other shows that are on that tour. One at the Park House in Mona Vale and the Wollongong show.
Yeah.
Those shows are free entry, so... Come down.
How is it going to work? Is there like a cap on that? What if like a whole bunch of cunts rock up?
Oh, what? There's just way too many people to get inside?
Yeah. Because like tickets, you can regulate how many people rock up. But there's a free show. People just rock up at the door.
There'll be security. There'll be a click count.
Yeah.
But like, I reckon, yeah, what if a lot more people rock up?
They'll have to turn them away, surely.
Yeah, but surely they want to stick around. Like, no, we got to get inside and see them.
Yeah. Far out. So get there early, I guess.
Yeah, because I reckon that's gonna sell out as well.
Yeah, sell out. Free. Yeah.
This is nice gin.
This is yeah, really nice I really gin. Like it. This is the Roku Japanese. I don't know what to call it. Roku Japanese gin.
Love a good gin and tonic.
There's lots of floaties in it. Some you get to a point where like. The mint starts falling apart in your mouth and it's like
yeah.
Ooh.
So are you excited for this Friday?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We're playing the lead beater this Friday.
Oh my god. I haven't been like we said, I haven't been on stage fucking forever. Oh, it's gonna feel so good.
It's gonna be sick. I can't wait. Like so we've been having a few last practice went really well.
Yeah.
We're adding a few songs that are from YouTube that we've never played live before, like Tiger Love. Sneak peek. We're playing Tiger Love. And we're going to go... I just can't wait to get into like rehearsal on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because we're actually booking like a studio out where bands go and practice. So we're going doing that the night before the show. I reckon that's going to really show, like tell if we're going to be good or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we've played a gig before with a set list that we weren't 100% with. I remember being on stage and I remember... We were playing a song and I went to play a part and I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to be playing right now?
I don't even know
I don't even know like the root notes to be playing. And I'm just freaking out, looking around. I'm just fucking slapping these 4 strings as if like I know what I'm doing.
But no one seems to notice when we do fuck up. Like when we have played and fucked up, no one seems to really notice. Only we do.
Yeah.
Because we know how the song goes.
Come down on stage. Oh my God, man, such good show. Oh no, we fucked it up. What do you mean? It was so good.
We beat out, we actually, especially Annie, we beat ourselves up like after we've just finished the set. We come off the stage, we're just like, man, we're fucking terrible. Like as if they actually listen to us. Like, but then everyone just comes up, it's like, bro, that was sick. Didn't even notice. I was like, oh, sweet, awesome.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was our second last show at Yaya's, and I think I did a bit too much ketamine. That was my roughest performance ever, because I completely forgot how to play the keys. Like, I was looking at my hands, like, these aren't my hands.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm pressing.
Yeah.
And at some point, I had to sit down. I went underneath my keyboard and then started playing my guitar on the floor with, like, my legs crossed.
Yeah.
So.
I remember. We got a photo of that. You're underneath.
Yeah, there's a photo of that. Yeah, let's check that up.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I would say the same about taking acid at one of the gigs. I won't say which gig. But one of the gigs taken.
Which one did you take acid at? Really? Oh, no, you did. No, yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to take acid on stage. It was, whatever. I got tell. Daniel peer pressured me a little bit, but.
Did he? Yeah, I remember seeing Daniel that night. I remember how fucked and cooked he was.
We split a tab between us. Yeah. We split a quarter tab, and he, like, 5 minutes after, he's like, I haven't feeling anything. Should we have that other quarter? I'm like, what? It's been like 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
And then he's like, come on, man. Let's do it, man.
So you'd have half a tab each.
Yeah,
I remember seeing him. His eyes were just glowing. Like, it was just nuts.
Yeah.
He had a great night.
He's so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Probably be semi-sober for lead beater. And then Cherry going to go a bit wild.
Yeah. I just want to see how this lead beater goes. I'm not gonna go too crazy. I got to drive there with all the gear. But I think it's going to be sick. Like, it's going to be a lot of important people there watching us. But they're all sold out. Like, I just can't believe, like, they're all sold out. Like, we're just going to play in, like, full packed out venues.
Yeah. I can't like conceive, if that's the right word, what it's going to fucking look like.
Yeah.
Because I understand that there's going to be 150 people there plus maybe some extras. But I don't know what the fuck that looks like.
Yeah, you were saying in the meeting this morning, you were saying, I don't know what 150 people look like.
Yeah.
I tried to compare it to our SB gig, which was packed, like shoulder to shoulder. And Andy goes, yeah, there was like about 60 people there. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And if I'm doubling that and like how packed I thought that gig was, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
But depending how big the area is.
Yeah, because I've only seen photos of lead beater, and it looks like a pretty big D floor. Like, if you multiply this room by like, fuck, I can't even, like, maybe like 12.
I don't know. This is also a different room we're doing this podcast in. We're doing a podcast in different rooms every podcast.
Yeah, I kind of like that. My first thought was you guys should do the podcast in one spot every single time. But now that you've been changing it, it has to be a different location every single podcast.
I don't know. We'll find a good setup. Like, we'll find like a room and like just completely set up for the podcast.
Yeah, unless it's like leveled up as well.
But for now, like, the way the house is going, it's just like you're just moving shit around everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Because we don't use this room. This is the most anyone's been in this room. And we've been in here, what, like 8 minutes?
This is the room that your roommate set himself on fire.
Yeah, so behind here is I don't know, what kind of heater it is. Like a gas heater?
Yeah, it's a gas heater. It's one of those old gas heaters that burn up and they just heat up. So we were having band prac one night with the band room's right over there to my left, to my right.
Yeah, to your left.
Yeah.
It's stage
to your
left,
but this is a right. And he's fucking around with a heater because he's trying to, like, get the heaters going at night. And he's, like, trying to turn it on. He's having the gas on and then he's, like, using a lighter to light it. He's, like, laying on the floor right in front of it. And he doesn't get it, but then we're just having a prac. We're just jamming. And next thing I see in the corner of my eye, just a big poof. And I just see him just put his face down on the ground and lay there for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, is this cunt dead? Well, we're still just jamming, and I'm just looking at him. He's like, he just blew himself up. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He burnt his eyelashes. Yeah. He burnt his eyebrows. Like, the ends of his eyelashes had, like, little, like, melted bits of ball hair on it. It's fucking nuts.
Oh, that was nice way to, yeah, welcome from the house.
Yeah, yeah, the house really welcomed you guys in that night. Yeah, no shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We haven't used it since. We're scared a little bit.
We're using it now for the podcast, so let's not blow ourselves up. Is that gas off?
Oh, shit.
Oh, what are those? Are those Beanie Kids?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Whose are they?
I think, yeah, Matt brought them around.
I haven't seen Beanie Kids in years.
Yeah. I've got a stash at home.
That's awesome.
That's like in a secret spot.
You have Beanie Kids too?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring them?
I don't know. They're all in like pouches, like hanging off the end of Cooper's bed.
Oh, oh that's so cool. There, I haven't seen a Beanie Kid in ages.
Yeah.
I want to like invest in some Beanie Kids.
Yeah, because if you've got them still with the tags on, you can fucking, they're worth some Fraser, mate.
Oh, just dip my microphone in the tonic.
Hey. Microphone's getting fucking drunk. Whoa.
Yeah. Also, so this will come out on Monday. So it'll be Monday for you guys. Or if you're listening later, it's whatever day it is. But Tuesday, we're getting all your merch orders either Monday, today, or Tuesday, tomorrow. Or today, if you're listening on Tuesday.
Or yesterday.
Whatever. But yeah, so how we do it is you guys pre-order it, then we bulk buy it, and then we ship it off at the end of the month. So they're going to come in, and you guys are going to get your merch soon. Not this merch. This is one and only merch, not this one. But you'll get your merch soon. And thank you to everyone that bought some merch. We really appreciate it. You guys are sick cunts. What else is new?
I don't know. I guess, are you sticking around for the party tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, that I'm going to stick. Yeah,
it was like, yeah. Nah, I got to go home at some point, I will be back. I will be back.
Some guy just walked past. He's holding, he's double park. He's going to go hide in his room with two drinks.
He's a fucking loser. He used to do this really gay podcast with someone. Matt, do you want to come say hi? Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
He's my ex-co-host. I mean, host. I am now the host.
Hi.
You haven't
pressed record yet. Oh, shit.
Can you hit it? Imagine.
Imagine what?
Well, if you hit it right now.
Hit what? The camera?
The record button. Oh. I mean, I didn't mean actually physically punch the camera.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a really good day this morning. It was absolutely fucking beautiful. Like, we had the sun out. I was driving around today. And I had my windows down, blasting music. I came here to do the podcast, but then everyone left the house.
Mm.
Like, you know, you, Andy, Matt, Ash, no one else was here. And I was stuck here by myself, doing nothing. I was just listening to the possum knock on the wall.
Harvey. Yeah. He's good company. I like him.
And then as soon as you guys got home, it started kind of like sprinkling.
Mm.
Clouds came over. I'm just like, wow, really ruined my mood.
Yeah. We were going to do the podcast outside.
Yeah. We'll,
it was a lovely day.
We were going to do it outside.
Really wasted. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I reckon, an outside podcast is due. Oh, yeah. We need to do the tattoo podcast. Yeah, he said, yeah, I know. We'll do that next time. Next time.
Next time on Just For Us, Matthew is back, but this time with blood.
That's actually really good. I really like that. Hate comments.
Oh my God, do we have hate comments?
I don't know. I don't have my phone on me. Wait, can you check if we have any voice messages on Anchor?
Yeah.
We don't? Losers. You need to send us some voice recordings on Anchor so we can give
Anchor
you
FM.
Shit. Or you guys can give us shit. I don't give a fuck. Or Insta, whatever.
We did get a comment. Well, you guys got a comment. Just For Us got a comment asking about music tastes and how like we get our inspiration for music.
Yeah, we did get that comment. Yeah.
I thought it was a really interesting question because we've been asked this a few times and it's always in like a message. And I never know how to message it because it's a pretty complex kind of question to ask.
You just explain your music taste because I could explain your music taste because whenever someone asks that question in person, I'd be like, oh yeah, Ash is into his like hard, then he goes to like you know, like hardcore punk and then fucking psytrance and EDM and all that stuff, techno, and then I can, yeah, you know, you just explain what you like.
Yeah.
Your music taste.
So I got a pretty like very, very broad, because I just think I like good music, and it's kind of like, I'll literally take any genre and whatever's like a certain taste. I got no way to explain it. But yeah, anything from like psytrance to like hip hop to like lo-fi and yeah,
lo-fi,
heavy metal and
study music.
Fucking yeah, study tunes. But like, you know, it's just music.
Yeah, you've got a really wide branch of music taste. I think we all do.
And you definitely do too.
I do as well.
Me and you probably branch out the most. Matt and Andy definitely have their tastes. And then Jess kind of dips his toes into some strange waters as well.
Has his taste, but then he also dips his toes in like other kinds of music.
Yeah.
Like my music taste is actually really broad. Like it goes from everywhere. Like when people hate on people saying like, oh, what's your type of music? And I was like, oh, everything. But like it is everything for me.
Yeah.
Like I'll listen to anything.
And I love that because we have that in common. Like I can show you like a nice like trance.
Yeah. But I think
I can't really show that to like the other boys. They'll be like, oh yeah, I don't really understand.
The thing that I've been really into is either like garage, surf, rock, and rap.
Yeah,
which is a weird vibe. Like they're obviously two different things, but that's what I'm listening to at
as
the
in like a combination. Or are you saying those two?
No, genres? No, not a combination. Just those two genres. Like you know, my recently liked songs is like either just like old school rap, like you know Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like the new rap, like J. Cole and Tyler the Creator. And then just surf rock.
Creator's great.
Yeah. Hey, brother.
Brother,
you looking fresh? You look good.
Hey.
That's the guy that burnt his face off.
Yeah, it's Jacob.
It's Jacob on this heater.
But yeah, but in terms of like inspiration, it's kind of weird to think that, oh, someone said this. I can't think of who said it, but like, if you want to be inspired to create something, just be entertained. And if you like, because like when you're entertained, no matter like what it's from, you can kind of translate that into like your own kind of creation. So when listening to music like psytrance, just because it's nothing like the music that we make, it gives me like a feeling that then when I go and write a song, it's like the feeling translates into like a whole new genre.
Into a different scene. No, I completely get that.
Yeah.
But in saying like what inspires our music, I don't know, because Matt and Jess are usually the songwriters, and they have similar taste, but their songs, when they write, are completely, like, different. Like, you got Jess, right now he's doing pretty some deep stuff, but Matt's usually just, like, you know, the love and fairy and that kind of stuff, and then Jess is just kind of, like, anger and real, but then the recent ones are, you know, dry, like, it's, like, just love.
Yeah.
So, it's like a, yeah, it's weird, but inspiration, I guess it comes, like, some of our songs, like, when we play, it's like, oh, this kind of sounds like that, sounds like this, and a lot of our songs do sound like other songs, like, fucking dry. You know how many people have been, like, trying to figure out what it sounds like?
I know.
It's been so crazy.
There's no consensus, really.
No, it's just, like, the biggest one is Oasis.
Yeah.
For
sure,
but then there's, like, Katy Perry.
I like the Katy Perry one. I didn't realize it until Matt started singing Katy Perry to the chords the other day. Like, that's exactly fucking, did you
Katy Perry,
off?
And then, what is it? I Hate These Nights. Is that it? Yeah, there's Come On Eileen, Cigarette Daydream, and there's Maroon 5, everything. And like, yeah, it's just, but I don't think it does sound like any of them, but all those songs sound like each other, like whether it be like the melody or the vibe or the sound. And obviously we're doing something right if it sounds like those.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. But I can't hear it. Like, you know, I was showing Jess the whole list of everyone saying, oh, it sounds like this, sounds like that. And he's like, nah, I don't hear it. He just doesn't get it.
But it's kind of weird to think, like, if we had never heard songs like that, would we have ever created a song like that? And has it kind of like embedded itself into like the back of our minds? And then when it comes out as the final product, it kind of sounds like that because we have this kind of built up, you know. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Just like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
No, I do get that.
Because could we have ever wrote this first before they wrote those songs? Or could we ever written them if they never existed? Because it's not like we intentionally copied.
Well, I think they were really well-known songs that people remember is because they are catchy and they do have that. They catch you in like the melody or the, you know, the chorus.
Mm.
And this is actually a funny thing. I just remembered this. The lead singer from Oasis was doing an interview. And one of the questions he got was, what's a good way to like write a song? And he's like, and so I don't know his name. And he goes, you got to write a catchy chorus. When you get a catchy chorus, then build your song around that. And I think that's what dry is. It's catchy.
Yeah.
When you listen to it, it's catchy. You want to sing it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why like it just sounds like all these other catchy songs. So I don't know. We're on the right track. We're doing something right. Mm. We're not copying anyone or ripping anyone off. We wrote the song. We had no idea.
Yeah.
And then it just turns out like that.
We didn't think about it until people started commenting. Like, oh, yeah, I guess that's fair. And some of them I don't reckon at all. But some of them I think, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
But it does happen like when we write songs and it sounds so familiar. It's like, this sounds like this song. And we try to figure out what song it is. We might find it. It's like, oh, yeah, it does. But we find it completely by accident. It's like, oh, no, we can't do that anymore.
Mm.
We're still going to stick with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We came up with it ourselves. But even though like subconsciously we remember the sound and this is real catchy vibe and we're going to do that. But I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. We're just going to do what we do.
Yeah. Let's do the do's.
Do the do's. Make some moves.
They do the do's and make the moves. That's it.
This is nice gin. I really like this drink.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to get another one, but...
Matt!
Aha!
Refreshments!
Jamie, can you get us some J&T's?
I like how he's an assistant now. Hey! Hey, come here. Don't walk
demoted
away.
Demoted like four levels in one day.
Thank you.
I mean, not bitch. I mean...
we haven't got that long to go. We're all right. We're good.
Yeah.
I got really cold before this podcast.
I just kind of liked that matching.
But now I'm a drink down. I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, you guys really liked fucking... Andy and Ash in the podcast, and I think it's good. Like what we're doing now, we're switching it out.
Mm.
And I think we will do that. I might not even be in the next one.
Yeah, I might give Matt the tattoo. Hey, like, Matt's scared now. No, I'm not bad. I've never given a tattoo before, but
I don't know. We'll try it out. We'll do heaps of things differently. Like we'll try three people. We'll try the whole band. We'll try two other people.
Bit shallow, but
oh yeah, and we're doing a Sydney podcast.
Yeah,
when we go to Sydney, which is gonna be nuts. I reckon
it's like
Matt,
a month away.
Me and Matt do that one, or maybe the whole band would do that one.
Whoa, not so shallow. He fucking Matt's trying to spike.
What's
us
this?
Some shit.
You fucking filled it up halfway.
Yeah, but like, I think it's like three quarters genie.
What is this, Matt? That's terrible.
I want to give it a little squeeze of this lime.
Oh,
oh my
right.
gosh.
The serpent. What's his name? Oh, I forget.
Alain.
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 Anyways, let's share a memory of us two together.
Us two?
Yeah.
How many of them are appropriate?
All of them. We can say anything. We haven't done that anything inappropriate.
Like completely inappropriate.
Half empty. Matt just comes in. He's like, the gin's half empty. That's why I didn't give you this much. But I looked at it. It's like three quarters full.
Yeah.
It is pretty expensive.
Way.
Anyways. Let's talk about... Is it Lido? Lido?
Lido.
Lido.
Lido?
Lido, Lido. Anyways, so... Lido is a code word for this secret spot that me and Ash found while partying at this... What's this place called?
It's room something.
Room number. It's like a few numbers.
Number.
Room 63.
Glen
Iris.
No.
No. Glen Ferry.
Glen Ferry.
Fuck me. So there's this like club venue place. Called
room
in Glen
something.
Ferry.
Oh, cool.
It's like room 635 or something like that. Some weird number,
yeah.
I reckon.
Well, it's where PhD used to be for all those hard dance fans.
Pure hard
dance.
Dance. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah,
pure PhD. Hard drugs, I think.
Pure
it's
hard
where
drugs.
It was originally.
Pure hard dance.
No, not many people do drugs there.
No. We didn't. No, definitely not. No, so there's that place that we've been to like a couple of times. It's an, I love that part of Glen Ferry. It's like right at the station. It's like good vibes.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
And I think, so it was after a PhD event. We obviously had taken some drugs and we went adventuring. We went past the McDonald's.
Was that the Frontliner night? So we had taken...
It was Frontliner.
Mushies
and
a couple
caps.
MD caps. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a really good night.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it was so cool. And so and we found this place and we're walking around, like around behind this building, and we see one of those ladders that go up on top of the, on top of the side of the building.
Yeah. So we had to climb onto a garage.
Yeah. Jump up in this garage.
It's near the Macca's. So if you want to...
If you know where we're talking
giving,
about.
Are we giving away the spot? Is that what we're doing? Go to the Macca's. Turn left. There's a car park. And then there's a garage. And then there's a ladder.
You'll climb, see ladder. It. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Climb the ladder. And then you walk up on the roof. And you'll be right on top of the street. You'll see Macca's. You can see this. You can see. There's like a cinema. Like rooftop cinema across the road. Lido. And there's a big sign that says Lido.
And we were there last time. So we've been there maybe... What, 3 or 4 times now?
I think we've been like six. We've been there like six times, yeah.
Oh my God. Because there was one time we went, we didn't even go to Glen Ferry. We were somewhere and we were like, let's go all the way to Glen Ferry just to go.
Oh, we wanted to do something, yeah. Like,
was that when we went to the city?
Yeah.
On the way back.
Yeah,
we're like,
on the way back. Let's go to Lido. Like, it's just our spot. Like, after a night out, if we're in the area, except for that one time where we just went from the city to Lido just to get on this rooftop and stay. We only stay up there for like 5 minutes and then get sick of it and go down.
Yeah. But yeah, last time we were there, is it a rooftop cinema?
Across the road. Yeah. Yeah, we're screaming at the guys across. It's like, hey, are you guys open? Are you open? It's like, if not, just chuck something on the screen anyway. We can see it from here. Yeah. Wow. And we actually went there one time after an event with Sam.
Yeah.
And he was in Macca's, and then we went up to the roof and we told him to come out on the street. He knew where we were. Mm. We start like yelling at him from the, not yelling, but like quietly yelling so he could just hear us. Like, Sam,
I am your conscience.
Yeah,
Sam.
And he's like, I can hear you guys, but I can't see you.
And he was off his nut as well, so we were tripping him the fuck out.
Yeah,
it was, do we have that video? Who's
got, I do. I've got that video. Yeah,
pause for like 3 seconds. So.
You see him walking down the street.
Can you get audio as well?
Yeah. See him walking down the street. I am your conscience. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll check it out. Cool.
See you guys. Happy.
Technologically advanced. Yeah, I love that joint. We haven't been there in a while since like COVID, right?
Yeah. Since
we went. Once since.
Yeah. Such a good spot. I've got heaps of photos of us up there.
Mm.
Just off our face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't believe like no one like, I think, I'm sure other people know about it, but not as much as we do, because everyone like, when we're yelling, it's like, how the fuck did you get up there? Like, I don't know. Found it.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep talking.
We haven't been out in a while, me and you. Because we went out that night to the city when it was kind of like the tail end of Corona.
What did we do?
We went to the city to find something fun to do and everything was closed and it was like a ghost town.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, no shit, yeah.
And we just wandered around the city for ages. We found a weed vape.
Oh, yeah.
We went and bought weed. We bought weed for the weed vape. And then we get home, smoke the weed, and you lost the weed.
You
put the weed in your pouch, you rolled a dart, and then we caught the train, went to go pack the vape with the weed, and you dropped your pouch.
I'd lost the pouch. Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I completely remember now.
My heart because I was so keen to get high that night.
Yeah, I still got that.
The vape.
Yeah. It's missing half of it, though. Like, you can't use it.
Yeah. Well, because I remember, I feel like I figured it out. You have to put your mouth around the whole thing. Remember?
No, I don't think that's
so
how
I think
it works.
Like the lip piece is missing, so the plate that you suck on is missing. But I think if you put your mouth around this whole hole, I think it still works.
I don't think that's how
I got
it
some
works.
Vapor out of it. It made Ed munt when he tried it.
I did. Because what it does is like there's like a little heat thing in it that you put it in there and it heats up the weed. But I think you meant to use like oil or something, like CBD oil.
No, I mean, that's actually an interesting question.
Because it's a heat thing. Like, I just put a bit of butt in it, and it just heated up the butt. Like, it did smoke, but I think you just use the vape juice, THC vape juice or something.
Yeah, because there are, like, weed juice vapes, and there's, like, dry herb vapes.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking into getting a dry herb one.
Yeah.
Because those are fucking sick.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was a dry herb. It could have been for oils.
I reckon it is. I reckon it's missing a complete half of it. Anyways, you guys don't know what we're talking about.
Hey, no, I think it's described pretty well. Yeah, we got to go out back to, I don't know, where do we go? ABC.
We'll just go to our gig this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to stick around after for a party?
Well, maybe because we got to drive. No, I don't think so. I don't think we will be. I think we're going to be coming back here.
Yeah, and get plastered here.
Yeah, because we're going to. Because I'm driving my van down with all the gear, and then our manager's going to drive our gear back, and
We're not going to take the gear when we're there.
We got him. No. Yeah. No. We'll play the gear.
Yeah.
We'll use the gear, and we'll take it as well, and then take it home.
Yeah. But not the gear that we took.
Already there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sick.
I'm so excited.
I was just like thinking, like, because it's gonna be so. Because everyone's like bought a ticket to see us, and like we're gonna get there, and we're just gonna. I think our plan was just like to stay in the green room and just get smashed, just drink and stay in the green room.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to Annie about it. You know, it's just like, oh, all right, now we need to go for a dart. And then we go outside, and now everyone's just going like, ah, oh, fuck, it's them.
We're not
like, going
to make
shit.
It back to the green room. Well,
it's going to be scary. I don't know what it's going to be like. I have no idea.
Part of me is keen to talk to everyone who's there.
Yeah.
But another part of me is thinking, I'm just going to get way more nervous talking to everyone and then realizing how keen they are to see us play live.
Yeah.
And then be like, fuck.
It's like you're gonna be on stage and you look around and you see that person you had a deep and meaningful conversation with. It's like, oh shit,
he's relying on me for a good night. Yeah. Fuck, it's not cool.
God damn it.
No, I think I'll socialize because like we've talked with the fans.
I'll socialize. Yeah. I reckon the most
sentences.
The word I'm going to say the most that night is gonna be brother.
Brother!
Like, brother, how are ya? Yeah, you know? It's just going to be hyped up.
Is Mark coming to lead beta?
Because
he turned 18 recently.
No, I don't think so. He wasn't going to come to the lead beta because his missus wasn't 18 yet. Right. So I think he got tickets to the Cherry Bar show because his missus will be 18 then.
All right, cool. Yeah. We'll catch up with Mark.
See you at the Cherry Bar, Mark. If no one knows who Mark is just a fan that we just built a connection with.
Yeah.
Which could be you.
It could be you. Sign up now at Rancid Eddie.
Yeah, and I think we're going to fucking end it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 33 minutes in. I don't know. Yeah, nice. Fucking oath. We'll see you on Friday. It's going to be dope.
Nice.
Cheers. Ciao. Love you. Dog, I'm begging on the please. Many chops and we are rap chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull, dog, I'm begging on the please.